Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is a beautiful Italian import, Daniela Schachter. This brilliant young pianist and singer is taking America by storm. She's the recent recipient of the Mary Lou Williams Jazz Piano Competition. And now she's here with me. Hi.
Hello, how are you? I'm very honored to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you are here, Daniela.
Oh, I'm glad you picked me.
Well, I'm curious about so many things. First of all, how long have you been here?
I have been since September 99. I went to Berkeley for 3 years. I graduated, and now I'm here since I have been in New York since a couple of years ago.
You seem to have done so many things already. It's amazing. How did you decide you were going to come to America?
I got a scholarship from Berklee College of Music, and I thought about this opportunity. And I came here thinking about staying for 6 months, but then I decided to stay longer, and then I decided to stay longer, and now I think I'm going to stay here for a while.
Well, you're doing so many wonderful things. I think it's great that you should stay.
That's true.
Probably one of the first things I would love to hear from you is play a tune.
Thank you. I will play Thinking About You, which is a composition of mine that I recorded recently for my second CD.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a beautiful tune.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does it have lyrics? Or?
No, it doesn't, even though I could think about it.
Yeah, you could, and of course you sing, and that just thinking of that, the melodic line, that would make a beautiful vocal.
Yeah.
So many things to ask you. What got you started on piano? Did you always play from a little child?
Yes, I started at age 8, and my father was a pianist, and my mom a singer.
Oh.
My father was professional pianist for a long time, then he changed his career. And so there was always music in my apartment, always.
So that was certainly a way to get you started.
Yes.
Thinking about it. Did you take lessons or did you just start playing?
I started playing, and my brother was playing guitar and piano by ear. And then I decided to, I asked my father to take some lessons, some piano lessons.
About how old were you when you decided to come over here?
I was 26, something like that.
Really? Boy,
you
looked like a baby. You're very, very young. So that was the right place to go with Berklee. I read about you. You must have met all the people I know there, like Phil Wilson, Gary Burton, all those people.
I did. And I was playing in Phil Wilson big band for almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he had also a small group, a 10-piece band, and I was writing some arrangements and compositions for it. It was really... He's such a nice person.
Isn't he? And funny.
Yes, he is.
I just went up there recently. It was so great to see all these people that I knew for so many years, especially Phil and Gary. So then I guess you started out on your career of having your own group?
Yes, I started there. But I started in Sicily already, composing, and then I brought all my compositions here. I started rehearsing with a group and with different musicians, because Berklee is great for this reason as well. You meet so many musicians and you work with so many people, so many musicians.
Such good people, too.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, more music. How about another tune?
Definitely. I will play Dark Blue, which is another composition of mine, and it's on my second CD as well.
Great. Thank you. Very dramatic and very passionate music. Wow.
Thank you.
Wonderful. No wonder one of your records you dedicated to Wayne Shorter.
That's right.
Well, now, where did you get to hear him? Like in Italy or over here?
Yes, I saw him the first time in Italy, and he was playing in duo with Herbie Hancock. And his music just amazes me, really. It's something very important for me, and I love his compositions a lot.
Have you met him?
Not personally, but I would love to see him, to meet him.
I'm sure you will sooner or later. I'm sure he would love your music if he heard it, because I don't know what to say about it, but it's very passionate, very strong. Where'd you learn to play like that? I can't play like that.
It's not true.
I can't play like that. Well, there's more coming up with Daniela Schachter. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, I think it's time we played a duet, Daniela. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. Let's play You and the Night and the Music.
Okay. Thank you. it's nice.
That was fun.
It's really nice. You just meet somebody and you play together. It's amazing, isn't
it? It's amazing.
Well, I'd like to play a tune for you just to change things around. Is that okay? Can I?
Definitely.
I was just thinking of the Mary Lou Festival that they have every year, and I made a record of some of her music, and I thought I'd put one of my own tunes in there. So it's called Threnody.
Great. I'm looking forward to hearing it. That was a great tune. I really would like to have the chart of for the tune so I can practice it at home and maybe play it next time we meet.
You know, I would love to hear what you would do, because your ideas and your wonderful harmonic explorations are so good. I would love to hear what you do with that tune. I will send it to you.
Yeah, I would love to.
In fact, I should let our listeners know that my guest today is Daniela Schachter. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes performed on today's program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, we did very well with the first duet. Let's try another one. What do you say?
Yes, definitely. It could happen to you. It would be great.
Okay. By the way, how do you learn all these tunes? Do you learn them by ear?
I learned a lot of tunes by ear, and then when I started, I took some piano lessons, some jazz piano lessons. I started knowing new tunes, and then I read just out of the book some tunes. Just I learned it out of the book.
I used to learn mine off the BBC because I'm from England originally, and they played all the American tunes on the BBC. So I don't know. I know thousands of tunes. I've never ever seen the music.
Oh, that's great.
I hope I get this one right. It could happen to you.
Yes.
Let's do it. Thank you. just the way we planned it.
It was really fun.
It really was.
Yes.
Really was. What I liked was, at the end, I sort of looked at you and I could see where you were going to go. So it's amazing. Those long endings, they really work out, don't they?
Yes. I always like to play around with the tune at the end. And sometimes when I play in my concerts, I go to the next tune, for example. And I don't make like a real ending, but it's so nice to create a different ending every time.
It is. See, we could do that whole thing again and it would be entirely different.
Yes.
But now something I wanted to ask you, you haven't heard you sing yet, but did you start singing when you were a kid? Did that?
No, I started a little later when I used to accompany for classical singers.
Oh.
And I learned a lot of things. And then I was accompanying jazz singers. And I was always helping them to get the right notes. And then I started practicing at home and having fun with it. And I decided to take some lessons just for fun. And then here I took some other lessons. And now I'm playing a lot, singing.
That's wonderful. You seem to have a really kind of a forward-looking kind of personality. Like, you just know you can do certain things. I bet you just knew you were going to be a good singer.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to have fun and play and sing music that I like. That's all I want to do. I don't want to really think, oh, I'm a singer now. No, I'm still studying. I'm still practicing.
No, but it's funny. It comes out in your music that you want to have a good time and you want to enjoy everything you do, because that's what music is about. I mean, it shouldn't be all that serious.
That's true.
You've got to have fun. True. So. And you picked a tune I really love, Detour Ahead. Love that tune. So I'll sit here and enjoy hearing you.
Thank you.
Give me the this trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead, no detour.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Now, I was wondering, when you accompanying yourself, do you have to rehearse what you're going to play on piano, or do you just let it happen?
In ballads like this, I really let it happen. I don't want to think too much about it. But in some up-tempo tunes, I want to know where I'm going, usually. But it's different if I'm playing solo or with someone else. So solo, it's a little freer, usually.
I was watching or listening, and it seemed like you were being very free. And it just came off so beautifully.
Thank you.
I love that song anyway, and I'm sure the guy that wrote it will be very pleased to
No, I love that too.
You'll have to record that one of these days.
Yes.
Are you going to do a record of singing with some songs?
I do sing a couple of songs on my CD, but I don't know. I might do one CD with just vocals on it.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Just to see what's happening and what I can do, and to challenge myself a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you like to do, isn't it? Challenge yourself a little bit.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I do or not. I'm sort of afraid of what might come out. Well, there'll be more in a minute with Daniela Schachter. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, you seem to know so many pretty tunes, and I love this one, Summer Night. Can you play that?
Sure. I would love to.
I'd love that tune. That really is a lovely tune. It should get played more often. Harry Warren wrote that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I heard this tune for the first time played by Keith Jarrett. I don't remember which record, but a great version of it.
That opening. I just love that.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Well, I was just thinking something. Would you care to try a free piece? Just
yeah, why
noodle
not?
Around?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's do that. Just see what comes out.
All right.
Okay. Terrific. It's like little kids running in the dark in the forest.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Cool.
Now I'd like to see somebody transcribe that. Oh, man. I tell you, Danielle, I've had such a good time with you here today. It's just been a ball. So it's a shame we have to finish up, but one more tune, and it's all gone by so fast. And I'd be watching out to see what you're doing and challenging yourself and singing and making new records, and I just wish you all the best in your career.
Thank you. I'm sure we will be in touch more often.
I'm sure we will, honey. So, what did we pick? Cole Porter, I Love You.
Yes.
I Love You. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for a great time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad we did.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Daniela Schachter. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Mike Rucci, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to subscribe to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. And Post, maker of post-shredded wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Recipes at postshreddedwheat.com. This is NPR.